You're listening to Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. To listen to the full show in its entirety, find the full Dana show with the most recent date. Thanks for listening.
I'm looking for new candy because I like cracked a tooth on a milk dud, and so I'm not allowed to eat them anymore.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
You guys want to hear some silly SJW stuff?
Of course.
I can't believe this one. I saw this. I don't have it. I'm going to drop it in Slack because I didn't originally have this on my rundown, but I do now. So I know enough about football. I know more about football than Joe Biden knows about guns. It's a sad, that's terrifying when you think about it. That's not funny. That's terrifying. One of the projected top NFL picks is under fire for an Obama costume that he wore when he was 14 years old in 2012. Yeah. So it's NHL draft time. Whose life can we ruin now? And they're going after former Alabama quarterback Mac Jones. He's a projected top five pick. He's been rising up the draft board. University of Alabama quarterback. He's been projected by experts to be selected as high as third overall in the 2021 NHL draft. In his only season as the starter at Alabama, Jones threw for 4,500 yards, 41 touchdowns. He led Crimson Tide to a perfect 13-0 record on the way to the school's 16th national championship. And they're wondering whether his passing numbers in college are going to translate to NFL. And he was, because he was playing with superior talent in his 1 year as a starter at Alabama. So now, Thursday night, in a now-deleted 2012 tweet from his sister, you know she's feeling horrible today, a photo shows what appears to be, according to Daily Wire, Jones in a Barack Obama mask and with dreadlocks, an American flag costume, and a sash which reads, "No Obama." So everyone got mad. Tyler Conway from Bleacher Report. I don't know who this guy is. He goes, "It's hugely telling that Mac Jones comes from a racist family or is a racist." Oh, boy. Apparently, Jones has a DUI, so that makes him racist. I just thought that made you, like, was proof of you just making some dumb choices. No, they're going to try to ruin his life. And everybody's jumping in on it for the love, and it just goes in. Oh, and apparently he liked Trump at one point, so that's enough for everybody. They want to cancel him. He was 14 years old when this happened. He was 1 year older than the kid who was killed in that alley. He was running around with a gun. He's not responsible for his actions, but this guy was responsible for his actions at about the same age. He's 14. 14 years old. 14 years old. I mean, first off, it's situational, I guess, to expect 13 and 14-year-olds to make their own decisions. You're a 14-year-old, you're still a child. And teenagers don't make the best decisions. This is why they're not allowed to sign contracts.
And if anyone saw the picture, can you even, it was an actual full head mask. In other words, you couldn't tell who's in it. You can't tell who's in that mask or in that costume for that matter.
Well, one of these. Who's this guy? I don't know who some of these people are, so you're going to have to forgive me or not. This one grown man, which I think is weird that he goes, "Oh, he's got me blocked." I don't even know who this guy is. So I'll block you too. He tweeted, "I've seen the photo from 2012 that Mac Jones' sister," first off, that's an incorrect use of the possessive apostrophe, "Mac Jones' sister tweeted, I don't know for sure that that's him in the costume, but he's got to explain to future NFL, he's got to explain it to future NFL employers." Well, wait a minute. Why the hell? Let's just go with this. If his sister tweeted a photo of something, I don't know what her tweet said, and they're assuming that it's him, why? First off, why would he have to explain to his future NFL employers something that was on his sister's timeline that they didn't even confirm was him?
Right.
What?
Exactly.
I want to talk to you about what your cousin tweeted. What? Man, some of people out there would be in a lot of trouble, I think. Just FYI. Goodness.
I'd be interested to see if his draft stock drops. Because he's supposed to go...
Yes, please.
He's supposed to go third to the 49ers.
Really?
And who knows? I mean, someone may take Kyle Pitts over him, but we'll see. I don't think it'll change, but I'd be interested to see if it does.
I mean, he's 14 years old. How old were you in 2012, Steve? I'm sorry, I'm asking you this. Personally.
In 2012?
I don't mean to.
It's like 16.
Okay, so you're just a little bit older than him. You were real responsible at that age, weren't you? Like, you could just live by yourself and not need any guidance, right?
I'd be scared to see what you posted on MySpace back then. I don't want to look.
I think MySpace was done in 2012 even.
No, I think there was like a period of time where they were trying to bring it back. It didn't happen.
I think that period is still happening.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know what? At least Tom never spied on us.
That's true.
Tom didn't spy on us. He just wanted to be our friend. That's all he wanted. I miss you, Tom. But, oh my gosh, are we really going to cancel people for stuff that they did in their teenagers? Because I have a feeling this never goes well for the people who lead these rage mobs. This never goes well. Remember the time they tried to do that for that dude who was raising money for sick kids in hospitals?
Oh, yeah.
And they went after because he was at a game and he had a sign that, what was it, like Venmo him beer money or something like that?
Exactly.
And then people actually did. And so then he got so much that he actually didn't end up buying beer. He just started like doing, you know, giving money away to the hospitals that were helping these sick kids. And some adult was like, I don't like what he tweeted here 5 years ago and ruined it all. Just, people suck. Everything sucks. This is, don't let your kids get on social media. I do not let them get on social media until they are old enough to accept the consequences for it. And just don't. Just don't let them. You wouldn't let your kid, you know, you don't let your kid run around the streets unsupervised, at least. Apparently you shouldn't. But I don't know. Apparently that's politically incorrect to say. Same thing with social media. You shouldn't let them just like run around unsupervised on social media. I do what I call wellness checks. I grab my kid's phone and I'm like, I pay this bill. You want to do? I can literally shut you down remotely. I'll erase your whole damn phone remotely. Give it. You change your password, I'll erase your phone. That's what happens. So I see everything. Like, you don't get privacy in the kingdom of mom. It's a mom-tatorship. Founded 30 years ago, Kel-Tec takes pride in their mission of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company, Kel-Tec began making firearms in 1995 and to this day continues to never copy weapons, but always innovate and create never-before-seen firearms. Now, SHOT Show is usually the time for Kel-Tec to unveil what's next, but with SHOT canceled this year, stay tuned to this program and the Kel-Tec social channels to discover new Kel-Tec weapons, all true to Kel-Tec's commitment to their customers by offering them firearm designs they can't get anywhere else. All Kel-Tec firearms are quality made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to go to work. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, and the right to bear arms, and they work hard to provide top quality products for you, law enforcement, and military personnel that protect America and her freedoms. To find a retailer near you and learn more about Kel-Tec's full line of pistols, rifles, shotguns, accessories, and more, check them out at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
To be honest, I kind of just want to do like karaoke Fridays and that. Like, for real, you know. Just let's see here. Where do we want to go? Ooh. Biden is resisting raising the refugee cap over political optics, apparently. So he doesn't want to sign off on any kind of Trump-era refugee cap, like capping the number of people coming in, because he's a little bit worried about how that would look. It's reported that his hesitation comes as the administration is facing a lot of criticism, not just from Republicans either, from a lot of Democrats, about the handling that down there at the border. And they're trying to say that this is different from the refugee program, but It is not exactly, especially when you consider that Migrant Protection Protocol, MPP, aka the Remain in Mexico policy. So there's a lot that doesn't really add up. But some are saying that it's vintage Biden. He's trying to triangulate, is what he's trying to do. Have a foot in both camps and you know, approach it that way. Let's see here. Ezekiel Emanuel is pushing a national vaccine mandate, which sounds like a really bad idea. This is the guy who's the architect of the Obamacare plan. And he says he actually wrote an op-ed where he says that these people should be required to get vaccinated. Want some shoestring fries? Ooh, sidebar. Yeah. So I have a habit of when I go to the store, any kind of store, I always look for the weird stuff or like anything nostalgic. And I when was this? Not too long ago. It was in a World Market. Because they have a very interesting selection. They actually have some interesting selections of wine and beer. Don't you judge me. And I'm not going to lie, candy. I'm looking for new candy because I like cracked a tooth on a Milk Dud. And so I'm not allowed to eat them anymore. You want to know? That's what happened. And so I'm looking for like new things and was in there. They had, y'all remember those little skinny, like almost stale fries that you had in the cafeteria? They were like the skinny shoestring fries, almost like the Andy Cat fries, but not like the spicy ones. But they were like the, I'm such a hands talker. They were skinny shoestring fries. And you know that they were loaded with like MSG, GMO, ABC, EFD. I don't even know. But they were so good. They have them at the World Market. They have your cafeteria fries in canisters. I saw that and I lost my mind. I was like, oh, because that's one of my favorite foods is French fries and mac and cheese. I'm not going to lie. And I'm like, oh, and it was a canister of it. Like a genuine adult size canister. And my youngest was like, what? That looks nasty. I'm like, no, these are the best fries ever. And so I got a couple canisters of them and we got back to the house and he was like, I can't believe you ate this as a kid. Like they fed this to you. I'm like, I'm sorry. We're not like you bougie kids of today where you guys have like all kinds of sandwiches delivered. And you know, no, we got these. Okay. And they put onions in our mac and cheese because they didn't know what to do with the overabundance of onions, which is cruel. And so I was like, don't judge it until you try it. And he tried it. And it was amazing to see the expression befall his face. Because he was a fan and he loved them immediately, wouldn't stop eating. And I feel completely justified and vindicated. So anyway, if you're looking for your cafeteria fries, they're at the World Market and it's worth every like couple bucks I paid. So I'm already one canister down. I'm just saying. So if I look fatter, I didn't get plastic surgery, everybody. I know I lose weight or gain weight. Everyone thinks that it's because I wouldn't stop eating those damn fries. There you go.
The Biden administration keeps saying there's a challenge at the border, but not a crisis. If President Biden and Vice President Harris were willing to come down and see what I've seen, they would know it's a major crisis if they were willing to admit it. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest edition of The Sarah Carter Show, I'll give you the real story from my own reporting at the border, and I speak with Chris Cabrera of the National Border Patrol Council. Please join us. Subscribe to The Sarah Carter Show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Man alive. So a Florida man droves. What in the world? Let's start this over. A Florida man drove into a retention pond after threatening to set a woman's house on fire. Police were originally responding to criminal mischief. That almost sounds like fun. Criminal mischief. Mischief is a fun word. It sounds like innocent, but yet kind of risque fun. But no, it's not. He's got a huge dent on his head too. I'm just like, I need you all to look at. Did you see his mugshot? Look at his mugshot. He's got a huge dent in his forehead, and I don't know what else. It's just he looks tired. The woman, what happened was he's facing charges. Officers responded to a criminal mischief call at this home, and they said Justin Lorison turned up. He was asking the woman who lives there for help after he was kicked out by his grandma. The woman tried to help the nearly 30-year-old stay in a nearby hotel for $100, but he refused twice, saying, "Don't play. I will light your expletive house on fire," according to the arrest report. So she went back inside, looked out the window to see if he left, and then she watched as he backed his gold Cadillac into her car, shoving it for about a foot, and then drove off. It's about $3,000 worth of damage to her car. While police were speaking with the victim, officers patrolling the area were looking for his car, and then they saw the Cadillac. And then it sped off and officers didn't pursue it. They didn't have to because the douchebag drove into a retention pond, like right into a retention pond, like a magnet. What in the world? So he's totally in jail. They had to get a dive team to get the car out. He wasn't hurt. I mean, he just was totally not sober. And so they arrested him.
He was retained.
Yeah, he was totally retained. Totally retained. A 23-year-old Florida man won a $235 million Powerball jackpot. My husband is very anti-lottery because he's like, he says, can I be honest? He says it's a tax on stupidity. He does. And meanwhile, my family was the kind of family that would be like, here's some tequila rose and lottery tickets for Christmas. Woo! Happy birthday, Jesus. So I'm like, I'm at odds here. So yeah, you're 23 years old and you're winning $235 million. I don't even know what I would do with all that money. I mean, I would be donating, you know, my church and dog shelters, animal shelters, but dog shelters. Good heavens. You know, maybe find me a still so I can make my moonshine. Just saying.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, thank you for listening to The Dana Show. This is columnist and podcaster Sarah Carter, and I'd like to tell you about your new best friend on Friday nights, ZBiotics. Let me tell you, if there's a surefire way to wake up feeling fresh after a night of drinking, it's with ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in your gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. Every time I have ZBiotics before drinks, I notice a difference the next day. Even after a night out, I can confidently plan on waking up with a smile on my face, ready to face the day. Go to ZBiotics.com/radio, R-A-D-I-O, to get 15% off your first order when you use radio, R-A-D-I-O, at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're ever unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. That's ZBiotics.com/R-A-D-I-O, radio, and use the code radio, R-A-D-I-O, at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.